Well, good morning and welcome to St Luke's. Today is the fourth Sunday of Easter. Would you please stand as you're able as we sing our opening hymn, Come As You Are. Christ is risen, alleluia.
He is risen indeed, alleluia.
I am a good shepherd, says the Lord. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Let us pray. God of all power, you call from death our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. Send us as shepherds to rescue the lost, to heal the injured, and to feed one another with understanding. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. And when any of the children want to come, thank you, Father, for making yourself known to us and showing the way of salvation through faith in your Son. We ask you now to teach and encourage us through your words that we may be ready to serve you for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
A reading from the book of Acts. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers. All came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. Day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. For the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Stand as you're able. As we sing our next hymn, Let There Be Love Shared Among Us.
Mm-hmm.
Reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." For the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Well, today is the fourth Sunday of Easter, and often this is called Good Shepherd Sunday, as I said earlier. We didn't read the psalm at this service, we did at the previous service, but that is, the psalm set for today is Psalm 23, which I'm sure you all know how that begins. "The Lord is my shepherd." And then the gospel passage I've just read from John chapter 10, Jesus is talking about himself using the image of a shepherd. And this image of God, and by extension of Jesus as a good shepherd, is a well-known and a well-loved image, and it brings comfort to many. But as always in John's gospel, there's a depth to what the evangelist is telling us. There is more here than just "we are loved and cared for as a shepherd does his sheep." Indeed, one of the commentaries I read again this week counseled the preacher to avoid extended discussions on ancient shepherding practices and drawing out too much from there, or indeed of telling their congregation that you're all a bunch of dim-witted sheep. I'm not going to do that. What we do need to do, though, is to read the passage in context. The very opening, "Very truly I tell you," is a signal that tells us that the discourse that follows on from what has been before. There is a reason why John has included this passage in his gospel, and the lessons, and there are lessons to learn. So we need to remind ourselves of what John has said before. Previous chapter, chapter 9, we read on the fourth Sunday in Lent this year, not that many weeks ago. And in that chapter, Jesus heals a man who had been blind from birth, and he did it on the Sabbath. And much debate ensued as to what this healing meant. Could Jesus possibly have done what he did, given that he was obviously a sinner because he'd done work on the Sabbath? But the man had been healed. The Pharisees were left in a quandary, and they just chose to pretend that it hadn't happened. The man, on the other hand, discovers through what's happened who Jesus is. And towards the end of the chapter, he says, "Lord, I believe." So John is telling us it's all a matter of perception. The question is, do you see? The man in chapter 9 who had been healed realized that he was blind, and so his sight was restored. He realized who Jesus was. The Pharisees, on the other hand, didn't believe that they were blind, and so they remained so spiritually. Jesus continues to try and explain using new metaphors and images in chapter 10, but they still don't see. And we are told in verse 6 that I just read that Jesus used this figure of speech with them. They did not understand what he was saying to them. So let's look at what we've given today. We have a complex extended metaphor about sheep, shepherds, gate, a gatekeeper, strangers, thieves, bandits, and wolves. Jesus describes himself as both the shepherd and the gate. This passage continues on verses which we didn't read today. And that may seem a bit confusing at first. How can Jesus be the shepherd and the gate? The underlying question in all of this is, do we see? Do we see Jesus as who Jesus is? Well, the image of a shepherd would have been very familiar to Jesus and John's listeners. There are many passages in the Old Testament where the idea of the shepherds, the true ruler of a people of God, is used. And the rulers of Israel were often referred to as shepherds. And of course, the greatest of all their kings, King David, was actually a shepherd in his youth. And one important passage from the Old Testament is from the prophet Ezekiel. And in Ezekiel chapter 34, the prophet speaks of God as the shepherd of Israel. He portrays the people as sheep to be led and protected. He sharply criticizes the leaders as false shepherds who harm the sheep, and praises David as the model of a true shepherd who cares for God's sheep. And if you go and read Ezekiel chapter 34, which I think is a good thing, you ought to go and look that up when you get home, you will find that these ideas from the prophet are clearly inspiring what John and Jesus record. Jesus is the good shepherd. And in verse 11, he explicitly said that just after I finished reading the passage today. The good shepherd who brings protection, guidance, and abundant life. In contrast with the other shepherds, the other leaders who are thieves and bandits, when Jesus says he is the good shepherd, the king in the line of David, he is effectively declaring his divinity. He's making it clear, if you listen, if you see. Then Jesus moves on to the image of the gate. Well, a function of a gate is to keep the sheep together in the sheepfold during the night, safe from thieves and predators. During the day, the gate is open so the sheep can go out, following their shepherd to find pasture. The gate and the shepherd are actually working together for the well-being of the sheep, and the flock thrives. So Jesus is indeed both the gate and the shepherd at the same time. He guards and protects his sheep from danger, and he provides for their nourishment, their life in abundance. There is an image that Jesus has given us here of salvation. The blind man was welcomed back by Jesus. It was through Jesus the gate that he came to both physical and spiritual sight. And another great psalm, Psalm 118, the psalmist writes, "Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them, and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, the righteous shall enter through it." Sometimes, though, when we think of the image of a gate, rather than a gate that is opened and welcoming, a gate is often seen as something that is shut and locked. And in the metaphor, using the metaphor we see, could sometimes see this as a license to think of ourselves as Jesus' true sheep and anybody outside the gate as outsiders. But if we do that, then we end up like the Pharisees who expel the blind man from their community because he didn't fit in with their model of how things should be. The purpose of a gate is not to keep out other sheep. Indeed, Jesus says a few verses later after our passage, I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there'll be one flock, one shepherd. My purpose then of a gate is to guard against all that threatens the well-being of a sheep, against thieves, bandits, and wolves. Of course, today it goes without saying that there are many thieves and bandits in the world that seek to steal and kill and destroy. There are also wolves in sheep's or shepherd's clothing. Those who proclaim the abundant life as a life of continual health, wealth, and success. We don't often always experience that. And Jesus says he brings abundant life. In this passage, he's saying this means knowing the one true God and Jesus Christ, whom God has sent. Abundant life is knowing the voice of a good shepherd who truly cares for us. Do you see? Oh, and the sheep. Well, I said I wasn't going to talk about how they were, and by implication us, dim-witted. But the thing that Jesus emphasizes about sheep is that they know the voice of their shepherd. It's quite amazing they do that. And so whatever one else can say about the mental capacity of sheep, they have this in their favor. They recognize the voice of the one who cares for them. They follow their shepherd. They will not follow a stranger whose voice they do not know. To finish, I found a series of reflections on the Jesus I am sayings throughout John's gospel. And this is the one that's relevant to today's passage. I am, Jesus says for the third time, a shepherd guards the entrance to the sheepfold. My body is the door. I am the gate. It is an image of protection. There is safety to be found in Jesus. It is an image of provision. There is nourishment to be found through Jesus. It is an image of personal, costly commitment. Question for us, do we see? Do we enter the gate? Amen. Please stand and join with me as we confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Let us pray for the world and for the church.
The response to the prayers this morning will be, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of creation, as we commemorate Anzac Day this weekend, we pray for those who lay down their lives for their country. We pray for the people who are living through war in the Middle East, Ukraine, and across Africa. Guide leaders in the paths of peace and protect your people from harm. In the worst situations, may we respond with heroism and grace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of faithfulness, you are the shepherd of many flocks. Show us the way to be steadfast disciples of Christ. In the Anglican Communion, we pray for the Church of Nigeria, the Diocese of Wangaratta, the Parish of Carindale, Anglicare Southern Queensland out of home care, and David and Zoe Brown, our missionary partners in Gladstone. May we devote ourselves to living and speaking the words of Jesus, opening the gate and inviting others in. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of community, we pray for the people around us, in our homes, in the shops we visit, in our schools, Marshall Road Primary, Salisbury Primary, and Yeronga Primary. And we pray for our families who will soon be attending Little Angels Tarragindi. Bring us together in peace and harmony so we may care for each other and grow in faith. We pray for the Anglicare Southern Queensland Youth Homelessness Accommodation Project that they may raise the funds needed for this important ministry. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of healing, we pray for the sick, emotionally stressed, and those just having a tough time and need some loving care. Within our parish, we pray for Ryan, Sharon, Reverend Shane, Mary, David, Peter, Lauren, Rita, Don, Margaret, Peter, Maxine and Robin, Glenn and Rose, and Mon. Bring your healing powers to our lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of eternal life, today we pray for the family of Kerry Clark, who was a member of this community in Tarragindi, known to many in the parish. Who passed away on Friday night. And from our parish book of remembrance, we remember the families of Annie Margaret Scott, William Graham McPherson Crawford, Lawrence Alfred Delaporte, Lillian Ida Goodwin, Gladys Ellen Mills, and William Edward Mills. As we pass through the gates on our final day, may we do so having lived lives of kindness, compassion, friendship, and loyalty to Christ. Lord, in your mercy.
Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Christ, our Passover lamb, has been offered for us. Therefore, we come to celebrate the festival. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith with a sincere and a true heart. Merciful God, our Maker and our Judge, we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have failed to do. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. We repent and are sorry for all our sins. Father, forgive us, strengthen us to love and obey you in newness of life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God has promised forgiveness to all who turn to him in faith, pardon you and set you free from all your sins, strengthen you in all goodness and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Would you please stand? We are the body of Christ.
His Spirit is with us.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace be with you all. How many at home, June? 7 people at home on Zoom. Peace be with you.
Not all at home.
No.
On his business.
So as we remain standing, we sing our next hymn, Jesus the Lord said, I am the bread. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. For your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accepting these our offerings for your glory, for the service of your kingdom. Blessed be God forever. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Loving God, we thank you for this world of wonder and delight. You've given it to us to care for, so all your creatures may enjoy its bounty. Lord, our God, we give you thanks and praise. We thank you that when we turned away from you, you sent Jesus to live and work as one of us and bring us back to you. He showed us how to love you and set us free to love and serve one another. Lord, our God, we give you thanks and praise. We thank you that on the cross Jesus took away our sin, all that keeps us from each other and from you. He frees us from hate and fear, from all that destroys love and trust. Lord, our God, we give you thanks and praise. We thank you that you have given us back the risen one, full of grace and glory. Because he rose again, we go with joy wherever Jesus sends. Lord, our God, we give you thanks and praise. We thank you that in baptism you made us one with Jesus and you brought us out of darkness into light. When you pour out your Spirit, you fill us with the gifts we need to be your holy people. Lord, our God, we give you thanks and praise. And so with everyone who believes in you, with all the saints and angels, we rejoice and praise you, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. And now we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine. May we who receive them, as Jesus said, share his body and his blood. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke the bread and gave it to his friends and said, Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. At the supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He shared the cup with them and said, This is my blood poured out so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in remembrance of me. You have gathered us together to feed on Christ and to remember all he has done for us. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Fill us with your spirit that we may follow Jesus in all we do and say, working for justice and bringing your peace to this world that you have made. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Blessing and honour and glory and power are yours forever and ever. Amen. As this broken bread was once many grains, which have been gathered together and made one bread, so may your church be gathered from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Come, let us celebrate the feast. Draw near with faith to feed on Christ in your hearts with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, giver of life, in the breaking of the bread we know the risen Lord. May we who celebrate this holy feast walk in his risen light and bring new life to all creation. Most loving God, you send us into the world you love, give us grace to go thankfully and with courage. In the power of your spirit. Thank you. So now let's stand as we sing our missional hymn, O Jesus, I Have Promised. God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you what is pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.